Chapter 2. A New Life. Mrs. Selby and the children go to the country by train. It's night when they get there, and they must walk to their new house. Finally, they get to the house. They're all tired and hungry after the long hours on the train. The new house is dark and cold. Mother lights a candle. The children see a big kitchen. There's nothing in the kitchen, but they can hear rats.
"It's horrible here," says Phyllis.
"Look, there are rats."
"I don't want to live in a house with rats."
"Don't worry, we can make it nice."
The children open their bags and boxes and find some food, but they're very tired and they can't eat the food. They go to their bedrooms. Soon, they're all sleeping. The next morning, Bobby wakes early.
"Wake up, Phyllis,"
she says.
"Let's go and explore the new house."
The house is small and there isn't a garden. The three children explore the area around the house.
"Let's go to the railway," says Peter.
"Yes,"
says Phyllis.
"I love trains."
The children walk for 15 minutes and come to the railway. They're very excited. Suddenly, there's a loud noise, and a train comes out of a tunnel into the station.
"Maybe that train is going to London,"
says Bobby.
"Father is in London."
The children go into the station and talk to a friendly man called Mr. Perks. Mr. Perks helps people at the station. He carries their bags for them.
"Is this train going to London?"
"Yes, it is."
The days pass. The children are sad because Father isn't with them. They must adapt to a new life. The family hasn't got money, and they must economise.
"Can I have the jam and the butter, please?"
"You can have jam or butter, Phyllis. You must choose."
Mother decides to write stories. She can sell the stories and get some money. She stays in her room all day, and the children don't see her.
"Mother's always busy now,"
says Phyllis.
"She never plays with us anymore."
"She's writing stories,"
says Bobby.
"We need the money."
At dinner time, Mother comes into the kitchen. She reads her stories to the children. They love the stories. But the house is cold, and Mother wants to economise, so she doesn't have a fire every night.
"Can we have a fire?"
"No, darling. We haven't got a lot of coal. I don't want to use it all."